This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, May 30th. Though red meat continues a volatile trend in Wednesday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Something that everybody was going to be getting excited about was the dollar and what that could do to exports. And yes, last week we set a yearly high. What I'd like to say is this: be careful about getting too excited about that, because I want you to take a look at that chart for 4 years, right? And if you look at it going back 4 years, believe it or not, we look at that DXY, that Bloomberg Dollar Index, we're right around 97.5, whatever we are right now going to market. That's right in the middle between the range for the last 4 years, between 90 and 105, right? 97.5-ish. So if you want to take the dollar and use it as an excuse for headwinds and or wind beneath your wings, you can't really say either one of those right now, because we're right smack dab in the middle of where we've been over the last 4 years.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 14 and a quarter at 488. July corn was down 1.5 at 416 and three quarters. Portland prices for a soft white weight of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 605. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 7.5, ranging from 623 and a quarter to 628 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were down 8 and 3 quarters, ranging from 633 and 3 quarters to 648 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for June was up 80 cents at 112.17 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 50 cents at 142.82 and a half. And May, Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1640.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.